Coming to you live from the Morningstar Mission Sponsor Studios, this is Carl and Crew Mornings on 90.1 FM Moody Radio.
Good Tuesday morning to you. A quick update for you. You may have noticed Carl is not live with us this morning. He just needed a day.
Yeah, just needed
a day. We all do.
It happens sometimes.
Right? He's just taking a day to kind of recover just physically after a lot of hours. Share last week, if you were with us at all, thank you, by the way. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your giving. I'll give you a quick update of where we stand right now here in Chicago. 1,000. It was more than 1,000. We had many $1,000 gifts because we shouted out letters.
Yeah. Over the whole week, I would probably say close to 200.
$200,000 plus gifts.
Yeah.
Right now, we stand at $1.4 million, 1.4 plus, a little bit extra there, with 4,568 individual gifts.
Yeah.
So more than 4,500 people giving gifts, more than 500 people praying. We can't thank you enough. And I know that that doesn't even reflect all of the people who are involved, maybe who were driving and you didn't sign up to pray, but you prayed for us anyway. And maybe you didn't give this year, but you've given in previous years, or you volunteered to work a phone center at some point in time. So thank you. This truly is a family here, and we're grateful for you. So Carl, yes, Carl's out today, expected to be back in with us tomorrow. Just needed the day. The physical demands of that many hours on air, and he has the lion's share of it.
He carries it. Yeah.
So he is doing just fine, just taking a little bit of day to recover and to rest. As promised, coming up, we have Cece Winans talking about the Goodness Tour. She's going to be in concert this Friday, March 22nd at House of Hope. We've got ticketing information and a conversation with Cece.
No energy? No problem. We have all the energy you need and more. You're listening to Carl and Crew Mornings.
She is the best-selling, most awarded female gospel artist of all time, long since cemented her status as one of the most accomplished and celebrated women in modern music history. Joining us right now, Cece Winans. So excited to have you joining us here on Carl and Crew Mornings. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I am great. So what are you believing for God to do in this Goodness Tour that you are bringing to Chicago this Friday?
Oh, man. I'm believing for him to do the impossible in the lives of his people. You know, people are coming out. The Goodness Tour has been awesome because they are coming ready to lift up a praise, you know, and there's power in unity. There's power in praise. And God is showing up. So I'm just believing that people are coming. They're being refreshed. They're being renewed. But they're being saved. We do the salvation prayer every wow. night. And we're believing for healing. We're just believing for God to do what he does best. And that is bless his people.
Yeah. As you've made these different stops, I know it's a 20-city tour. It started back in February. You're going to be joining us this Friday here in Chicago at the House of Hope. But do you get a sense, I mean, from your perspective as you're leading in worship and as you're encountering people at different places and stages in their walk, do you get a sense of any sort of trends of what you see in terms of struggle or strongholds or what people are dealing with across the country right now? I know that's maybe an odd question, but from your perspective, what are you seeing? What are some of the major themes or struggles?
Well, okay, you said the struggles, and I believe there are major struggles everywhere that people are going through. Depression, family issues, sicknesses, definitely. But the theme I'm seeing is desperation. I'm seeing desperation for God.
Wow.
And that's good news to me. People are not coming to be entertained. They're coming to participate. And I see an awakening, you know, because there is, when we really begin to understand that we need God, not only do we want him, but we need him, there's a different sound to me of desperation, of appreciation, Yeah, yeah, in the church across the board. But as far as the same type of trend of what people are going through, not really. It's just that I know of different cases. Yeah. I know of different things that are going on, not just in my home church, but, you know, because of who I am and what we do, I'm aware of just so many. It's a lot of darkness happening.
Yeah.
We can see that on the news. We that's kind of a known. But it's when God, you know, the word, it's almost like when the word of God says, if my people, which are called by my name, mm-hmm. would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven. I feel like we're getting that.
Yes.
We understand that it depends on us.
Well, that's so encouraging to hear. I mean, you use the word, mm-hmm. you're seeing people desperate for God, and you use the word yeah. awakening. That's got to encourage mm-hmm. your heart. As a worship leader, as the wife of a pastor,
yeah.
that's got to excite you.
It does. It excites me. And I'm leaving so blessed. I'm telling you, I've been doing every night, you know, a little recap of just thanking people for coming. But there has been times when I just thought the place was going to explode. It's been so powerful. And I don't hear all the personal testimonies. I'm asking people to send them in now, but I know God has got to be moving because
yeah.
his word tells us. And when you look at the scriptures, when you see what happened, when they followed the instructions at Jericho, you know, when they shouted and they followed the instructions prior to that, how the walls came down. When you see what happened with Paul and Silas at midnight, when instead of complaining, they begin to worship and praise God, how God set them free, and not just them, but everybody in prison. You know, there's a desperate sound in praise that I'm hearing, that I just know God is doing great things.
Wow. CeCe Winans, our guest right now. Now, you've been doing this a lot of years, and you're kind of in the yeah. middle of this 20-city tour. How do you keep yourself? Yeah. We've been talking here in Chicago about devotions and kind of our own personal time with the Lord. How do you keep yeah. yourself strong in the Lord as you're doing a lot of traveling and the wear and tear on your vocal cords and the fatigue? How do you build yourself right. up in the faith so that when you get on that stage, it's not a performance, but it's worship?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I give out of my overflow. You know, I understand the importance of staying in the Word of God, having times of quiet, you know, so even though when you look at my schedule, it looks like there's nonstop. that's not what it is. Because if it was nonstop, I would stop.
Yeah.
Especially at this age, I would stop. But it's making sure, like even with the tour, I do 3 days a week. And as I told everybody, you know, I think 3 days will be the max. So I'm normally home on Saturday. So I'm at Saturday prayer. We have 9 a.m. prayer at church. Then I have my life group that I do on Saturday after prayer. And then we're there for Sunday, all three services. And then we're, you know, I'm resting on Monday. Tuesday, I'm talking to great people like you. And then I'm back on the road tonight. And this is during the tour. I'll get on the bus at 10 p.m. tonight. And then I'm really have most of my days free until about 2 o'clock when I'm out on the road.
Okay.
So I have time for my prayer. I have time to just sit there in the presence of the Lord. And then I listen to great music, Christian music all day. I'm listening to Holy Forever, the instrumental, you know, I'm living in his presence. So then when I get on the stage, it's just an extension of what I've been doing all day. And then joining in with the people of God, coming to worship. And that's what I've been encouraging them all to do. Come ready to open up your mouth. Come ready to lift your hands. Come ready to cry out so that God will not only bless us, but will bless our cities.
Wow. CeCe Winans, you're going to be singing some of the familiar favorites that we play, Believe For It, Goodness of God.
Yes.
You're also going to be introducing some new music. You've got an album coming out next month. Tell us about some of the new music you've got going.
Oh, well, you know, it's another live record. This is my second live record, but this time we actually have a live audience. Praise God. Last time it was during the pandemic and we could only have 50 people. But we redid Holy Forever. So we got some new songs, brand new songs, original songs, but also we did some remakes, powerful remakes that you guys have heard already. Holy Forever. We're singing our new single, That's My King, which is so much fun and so powerful, declaring who Jesus is. And then let me see what else we're doing. Refiner. It's just amazing. And we're doing Believe For It. We're doing Goodness of God. And everybody is just, it's just beautiful hearing the voices. And I think that's one of the major things on this new record that is so powerful. One original song that we recorded is called Too Late to Lose. Oh my goodness. It's so powerful.
I love that.
And to hear the audience singing Too Late to Lose. It's just like we're joining in with heaven. We're joining in with heaven when, you know, when you sing Holy Forever and when you sing, you know, the praises and worthy is your name. It's just powerful. So yeah, we're singing some of the new stuff from the new record, some of the old stuff from Believe For It record. And we even go a little bit further from there. And then we're doing some hymns in there. It's a powerful night.
Sounds like it. CC Winans, thank you so much for your time this morning. Always such a blessing. We're going
to
play.
Looking forward to seeing everybody in Chicago. Come on out and worship with me.
Absolutely. We'll get you ticketing information if you text the word tickets to 312-274-9624. Text tickets. We will send you the link in concert this Friday at 7 o'clock House of Hope in Chicago. Just text tickets to 312-274-9624.
Here to help with your spiritual spring cleaning, we're Carl and Crew Mornings.
Well, it is the first day of spring. It may not feel like it necessarily, but according to the calendar, spring is upon us. What is that first thing on your list that now that the calendar, there's something about it being like the official start that does get your wheels turning, like, oh, these are the things that I need to do now that the weather's changing. Happy spring, says 9796. Thank you. 9712, clean up my gardens. 9787, clean windows. 5689, uncover the air conditioner.
Okay.
8060, declutter. Oh, yeah.
Declutter,
the spring clean. What are you going to do? The first thing on your spring to-do list is what?
Nothing.
Have a baby
is the only thing on my mind right now.
You now are officially going to have a spring baby.
Yeah, no doubt about that. No winter baby here.
And any day,
any hour, could be any minute, who knows. But yeah, right now there's nothing else on my mind. And you know what? I live in a condo.
Okay.
And so any yard work is taken care of by like an HOA. So I have no like fun spring. Like I can't go like make a garden, you know, because I don't have that ability. I live on a second floor condo.
Yeah, there's like the little urban gardens.
That's true.
That you can grow stuff on your, do you have any kind of a patio outdoor space?
I do, but now you're forcing me to say I have no interest.
Okay. Fair. Super Die, what's tops on your spring to-do list? Do you have anything on your spring? Gotta do this?
Nothing too outstanding. I mean, probably get outside a little bit and kind of just clean up, you know.
Yeah.
Garden, stuff like that. The foliage around my home.
The foliage, yeah. What do you think? You can keep it coming, Boom Crew. Text us 312-274-9624. Coming up, though, what do you do when you have questions about the Bible? Maybe something kind of obscure. Do you go and do a Google search? I've done that. Is there a better way to get your question answered? Still using the internet? We'll tell you.
Gotta go into work? Don't worry. Check out the Carl and Crew Showcast wherever you like to stream. You're listening to Carl and Crew Mornings.
Have you ever Googled anything, Allie, along the lines of the Word of God where you're like,
yes.
What in the world here?
What does this mean? I saw this word and I don't know what it means. Let me find out what Google says. You know what? You get some crazy stuff that pop up. You got to really look through it.
I'm laughing because I had one the other day like that. You got to be careful when you're searching on the net. And we've got a bigger yes today in a big way.
Chris Martin joining us right now. He's the editor of BibleToLife.com. And give us the 30-second elevator pitch. What is BibleToLife.com?
BibleToLife.com is a resource, is a website where we collect all kinds of articles from various Moody Publishers authors and other friends who are close with us who have plenty to tell us about the Bible and how it applies to our lives. And the real mission of Bible to Life is to do exactly what you guys were just describing. For those who are poking around the internet looking for answers to their faith questions or specifically their Bible questions, to find a place that they can get trustworthy resources and answers to their questions that aren't just random websites on the internet that may just appear at the top of Google. And so we really see the Google search bar as a massive mission field. And the mission of Bible to Life is really to take the truth and the gospel to that place and direct people to trustworthy resources rather than just whatever the most people are clicking on.
So we're talking devotionals all week long here, Chris, and devotionals can be check the box, but we have this firm conviction here that a good devotional causes you to think differently, causes you to act in a way that maybe you hadn't before, and ultimately to grow. Are you seeing that happen at BibleToLife.com?
Yeah, definitely. What's really interesting to me, as I just kind of talking from a meta perspective, like big picture, I spend a lot of time every week, you know, a little bit of time each day looking at what are some of the most popular resources on Bible to Life. Mm. Because the way I think of it is what people click on is what people are telling us is important to them.
Yes.
And so looking at what some of the most popular resources are can really help me gear Bible to Life content to be the most helpful that it can possibly be. And what's most interesting to me is what are some of the most common resources. So I'll just list a couple.
Yeah, give us some.
In the month of March, about 130,000 people on the site. And some of the most popular resources are two categories are most popular. One is our collection of Bible verses. So about once a week, we post a collection of Bible verses around a particular topic, around the topic of sin or what it means to face fear and anxiety or things like that. And as you can imagine, a lot of people are Googling for Bible verses on blank. And those are frequently some of our most common resources. And I think that's just because a lot of folks don't know where to look for their scripture for various topics, just because maybe they're not as familiar with the Bible as they wish they were or whatever else. And so they'll just Google. They don't have a concordance handy, you know, just sitting on their bedside table. And so they'll just Google Bible verses on blank. And so this month we have 93 encouraging Bible verses. People are looking for encouragement, perhaps in, you know, the doldrums of winter as we head to spring. They're looking for Bible verses on healing. That's another common resource, as I'm sure you guys can imagine, and Bible verses on the second coming of Jesus. People wondering when's Jesus coming back. I think that's a pretty perennial resource. But beyond that, beyond the sort of verse collections, I think those are often telling, especially not only the fact that Bible verse collections are popular, I think that communicates one message, but I think it's also interesting to see which collections of verses are most popular, and that can really vary based on time of year. Beyond that, the second most popular kind of resource collection we have is our questions, which isn't surprising if people are Googling questions more than they're Googling anything else. And so in the last month or so, some of our most common question resources are the following. Who wrote the book of Genesis? We actually have a new resource on that from the Moody Bible Commentary. About 7,000 people have accessed that resource just in the last 2 weeks. Obviously, Genesis is a cultural icon. A lot of people, even who aren't Christians, talk about the book of Genesis and who wrote it. And what are the Ten Commandments is another popular resource. What are the seven deadly sins? Another. When was the book of Genesis written? How can I better study the Bible? And things like that. And so I think very much in line with what you're talking about, people are, what I've gathered, looking for two things. Encouragement for their daily walks with Jesus. Alongside that, they're looking for very specific sort of factual things about the Bible that maybe they're afraid to ask their pastor, like, oh, I really feel like I should know this little factoid about the Bible, but I don't really want to ask anybody, so I'm just going to Google it. Those are a couple of the most common things, and I think that speaks to what people are doing in their devotional study as well.
Chris Martin with us right now, editor of a great website, BibleToLife.com. Now, the articles or the answers to these questions are all written by trusted authors that are vetted by the Moody Publishers folks, so this is content and answers that you can trust. Chris, give us a story. Have you heard back from anyone who went on one of these searches or maybe clicked on a question and it somehow was able to be helpful in their life in some way? Have you gotten to hear any reports?
Yeah, occasionally we get emails in our contact box from people who use the site. What we often get in our responses or contact forms is people who have clearly accessed a piece of content, whether it's our Bible verses on how to walk through a cancer diagnosis or how to handle a particularly hard marital situation. We have a handful of articles on that. And what people often do is they'll cite that article and say, hey, you know, I was reading this. Will you please pray for me about this particular topic, about my friend who's walking through this situation, or myself who just recently got this awful diagnosis? And so what I would say, if I could kind of encapsulate the most common email responses we get, is clearly people who have accessed a piece of content, an article, a resource, it's touched them in some way, stirred their heart, and they either respond thanking us for posting it, or, hey, this was really helpful for me, or they specifically ask for prayer for themselves or others who maybe they're passing that article along to.
Boom Crew, you got it, don't you? BibleToLife.com, BibleToLife.com. Chris Martin, thanks for being with us today, my man.
Ever wonder what happens when the mics are off? Find out on Carl and Crew Mornings Facebook and Instagram.
Did you ever do one of those experiments when you were in, maybe this was middle school for me. Did you ever do the egg drop?
Egg drop. Where you have to like protect it?
Yes, where you had to come up with some sort of contraption.
I saw it, but I never did it.
You never did it?
No.
Super Die?
I didn't do it, but my son did.
Did your son do it?
Yes.
Okay, so
yes.
I want to tell you about this science thing that a lot of kids do. And text in if you have done this or your kids. Or you were tasked with building something that would protect an egg when dropped. That's what you're given. And you could go anywhere with it. You drop an egg from increasing heights. Mm-hmm. Can you build something that will protect it? Did you do this? Do you have ideas, you engineers, of what might work for this? I'll tell you where I'm going with this coming up.
New to the show? Stick around for a while. We're Carl and Crew Mornings.
So the assignment goes something like this. Your science teacher says, here's this egg. It's a raw egg. You're each going to get one of them. And you need to construct something that's going to protect that egg so that when it's dropped, it will not break. And it's interesting to see what some people come up with.
Oh, yes.
Some people come up with something that will try to create as much cushion as possible.
That's what I would do.
So I think that's where I went with it.
Like, oh, yeah?
Okay, maybe you have soft items. You
yeah.
try to create, encase it in cotton or bubble wrap or
yes.
something to soften the impact
yeah.
of the fall. And so, you know, it gets more and more difficult the higher height that you go. Someone just said 0458. In sixth grade, I dropped it off the roof of the school back in the 1970s. That's some serious commitment.
I love it. That's awesome.
8957, you did this assignment as well. And so the one I remember being the most effective, I don't know, it's random the things you remember. I think this was eighth grade. Someone actually suspended, put the egg inside like a piece of cut up, like pantyhose.
Okay,
like
yeah.
a woman's pantyhose.
Yeah.
Like, okay. And so it was suspended, and then there was basically just space around it to where when it was dropped, there was enough room to where it could move up and down
yes.
with that actually.
It allowed, yes.
It would kind of created this sort of internal suspension system.
Yeah.
Yes.
Where the egg could move, but it was contained in the pantyhose and it never actually hit anything.
It wasn't impacting yes. onto anything.
Yeah. And
yeah,
so,
that's
you know.
Cool.
Clever.
I want to read this verse to you. This is out of Jude. We've been talking about devotions this week. This is Jude. It's just one single chapter. So it's Jude 20 or Jude chapter 1, verse 20. But you, beloved, building yourselves up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life. There is a building that's happening as you do your devotional time each day. And you think about that egg, that you want to protect that egg when it's dropped, when there's
yeah.
impact, when something, the force of, let's just go ahead and take the metaphor, the force of life, or the force of the sidewalk, or the force of the concrete,
yep.
you want to protect that egg from breaking.
Yeah.
When we are spending time in the Word, when we are spending time in prayer, creating this devotional habit, we are building ourselves up, bracing, not bracing in a bad sense, but protecting ourselves from impact. knowing that there will be bumps and bruises. There will be things that rub us the wrong way. And our building, I love this word, building, building yourselves up, because I think about some synonyms, strengthening, sort of fortifying, creating a protection system. You are building yourself up, not in your own strength. You're building yourself up in your most holy faith. Mm. You're making yourself stronger, more protected, more resilient, more able to withstand impact, but in the faith. So as we talk about devotional this week, each day we're just going to give you little shots of kind of maybe some helpful motivation or a different way to think about it. So today I want you to think about, as you approach, you're headed toward that this morning, spending some time in prayer. You are protecting, strengthening, fortifying yourself, building yourself up in the faith. Think about yourself kind of like that little egg. We don't want to break.
No. And we are fragile.
We are fragile, but we can certainly be built up and protected.
Giving hope directly from the source. We're Carl and Crew Mornings.
Where would I be if I didn't know Jesus? And sometimes that can be almost a scary thought. You think, I could be anywhere. I could be doing anything, you know? Because you can look at the lives of people who have blown it in some major way. And a sobered up, humble person knows the gospel well enough to know, but for the grace of God, there go I. That's not just the trite expression. But you can look at the life of any person in the news, from the worst criminal to the most corrupt politician. But for the grace of God, we can't even fathom what we're capable of. And I know that that sounds kind of harsh, but it's a good thing to keep in mind that we've been saved. It's not just that we've been saved into, we've been saved from a life of self-destruction, a life of going our own way, a path that ultimately leads to death. Thank God I know him today. Coming up in this next half hour, Pastor Colin Smith on the call on the Christ follower, our lives to persevere.
Going from believers of Jesus to followers of Jesus. You're listening to Carl and Crew Mornings.
There is a call on the life of a Christ follower to persevere. Looking at the book of Jude right now, we got Pastor Colin Smith, who's going to break some of this down with me. Pastor Colin Smith, before I even bring you in, I'm going to read this passage of scripture, just a couple of verses, and allow you to comment on it. It says, "But you must remember, beloved, the predictions of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. They said to you, in the last time there will be scoffers following their own ungodly passions. It is these who cause divisions, worldly people devoid of the Spirit. But you, beloved, building yourselves up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life." Pastor Colin Smith, host of Open the Bible, which you hear weekday mornings at 9 o'clock. This is a phenomenal passage of scripture. I want to break it down a little bit with you. Let's start with first, in the last time or in the last days, how should this be understood or interpreted? Is that for us today?
Well, it certainly is. I mean, the Bible uses the last days to refer to the entire period between the ascension of the Lord Jesus as he returned to the right hand of the Father and the day when he will come again. So we are certainly in the last days. And of course, there is also a sense in which the last days refers to the last days of that period between his ascension and his return as we get nearer and nearer to the day when the Lord Jesus Christ will return again. And I mean, just reading what it says here in regards to these days, boy, if there was ever a verse that just immediately engaged the attention and said the Bible speaks right into our day today, what you've just read there would be exactly it. I mean, scoffers following their own ungodly passions. Isn't that interesting? Their own ungodly passion.
Yes.
So the way that we're made is with the purpose that we will pursue God passionately.
Mm.
And what happens is that when we replace God with ourselves, which of course is the original temptation, the devil saying to Eve, now you shall be as God, and Adam and Eve buying that lie, what happens is we end up pursuing ungodly passions, and they're our own passions. We say, now, I'm God. What I feel is the right thing, and I'm going to go after it with a passion. And that's a distinguishing mark that is being stated here as to what Christians will see increasingly around them. And that very obviously is our circumstance today. And then the effect of that, it is these who cause divisions. So the effect of everyone pursuing their own passion is that we become more and more and more divided. The world becomes more fractious, more angry. So you just read a verse like this and you think, now the Bible speaks right into our world and into our lives today.
Yes. And then there's this contrast that's drawn that's starting in verse 20. So we've just heard about in the last days, there will be scoffers following their own ungodly passions. They will cause divisions. They'll be worldly, devoid of spirit. Then verse 20, but you, beloved. So just that there, that but you, beloved, there is a shift here, that there is something that's going to be different about the group that's about to be described, the recipient of this, from the people that were just described prior, correct? Is that good inductive Bible study here?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so even before going on to what we're instructed to do here, it's helpful to pause on the but and to say, okay, so now we're getting the opposite, as you just pointed out here, Ali. So what that means is that we are not to be scoffers. We are not to be cynics. So that's a good thing for me to take to my heart today. Don't be a cynic. Don't be a scoffer. Don't be looking down your nose at someone else. That's a good rebuke for me. And because I'm to be pursuing the opposite of ungodly passions, I'm to live with a passion for Christ today. That's where I'm to put the passion. That's where I'm to put the energy. And I am to seek to be the opposite of someone who brings division. I'm to try to bring healing. I'm to try to bring help. And the reason for that is that it says in the verse that you just read that those who are the scoffers pursuing ungodly passions and dividing, they are devoid of the Spirit. So the reason I'm to do the opposite is because I've been given the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And the Holy Spirit is not a scoffer. The Holy Spirit enables me and engenders, raises a passion for godliness. And the Holy Spirit brings people together. So the contrast there, even before we get on to the specific instructions as to what the people given the Spirit are to do, there's some rebuke and there's some help for me as I read that verse and for any of us as we do the same.
So verse 20, Pastor Colin Smith with us right now. But you, beloved, building yourselves up in your most holy faith, and praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life. So there is some Holy Spirit empowered work to persevere here. Talk a little bit about that building yourself up, that keeping yourself in the love of God, the waiting. There's some action required on the part of the Christ follower.
And it's very specific, isn't it? You know, I think the value of what you're doing here today and what you're trying to encourage us with is that it's very important in reading the Bible just to slow down. I find that's probably the single piece of counsel that I give to people, Ali, more than anything else on this subject. People sometimes have the idea that, you know, I've just got to read a chunk of the Bible and I've read it. And actually what we're trying to do here in this conversation is what the Bible calls meditate. You slow down, you focus in on what it actually says and try and apply it to yourself. I mean, here's a great example of how to do that in this verse. You've got some clear steps You're to build yourself up in your most holy faith. There's number one. Pray in the Holy Spirit, number two. Keep yourselves in the love of God. That's number three. And waiting for the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life is number four. So here are four very distinct things that we can home in on even further. And they are, as you say, clear instructions and things that we are ourselves to do. How do I build myself up in my most holy faith? Well, I build myself up through the Word of God, exactly what we're doing now, taking in the truth of the Word of God so that faith may be strengthened. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the Word of God. And I'm to pray, and I'm to pray in the Holy Spirit, which is the most wonderful reminder that no Christian ever prays alone, that the Father hears us, the Holy Spirit helps us, and that our prayers ascend to the Father through the Son. So the Holy Spirit constantly helps us in our praying, and that's one of the greatest encouragements, I think, to pray, that we're not praying alone. And then keep yourselves in the love of God. That points not only to remembering that God loves me, but to obeying the Lord Jesus Christ. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, the Lord Jesus Christ says. And there's no doubt that walking with the Lord is the way in which we have the clearest knowledge of his love. His love for us never changes, but just as clouds can blot out the warmth of the sun in the sky, walking at a distance from Christ and in disobedience to him, that can diminish our felt awareness of the love of God for us. So keep yourself in the place where you have the knowledge of the love of God around you, and then do that in anticipation. That's the marvelous note of hope there, isn't it? Whatever I'm facing today, there is a glorious future ahead of me. But these are some things just to take into mind, and they are strengthening as we just engage ourselves in the Word of God.
Pastor Colin Smith, a phenomenal, our guest this morning. Coming up, we're going to tell you about something, a film that is going to be available to you Palm Sunday through Easter. That's coming up here on Carlin Crew Mornings.
Helping you start your day with a boom. You're listening to Carlin Crew Mornings.
As we approach Palm Sunday and Easter a couple weeks away, we're going to be featuring a film. Actually, Pastor Colin Smith and his team at Open the Bible are going to be featuring a film, Heaven, How I Got Here. You're going to be making it available on your website. First, just give us a little bit of an overview of what this is.
It's a film of an event in which Stephen Baldwin, the actor, portrayed the story of the thief on the cross. It took place in the church that I pastor, The Orchard, here a number of years ago, was filmed, and we're making this available for free during Easter week at openthebible.org, encouraging people to see it. It is a very moving portrayal of the thief on the cross. And the way in which we hope it can be used is this story, more than any other story I know, really helps people to grasp grace. A lot of people have the idea that if, you know, you're to get to heaven, it's on the basis of living a good enough life. And obviously the thief on the cross didn't do that. He wasn't in a position to start doing that. And yet Jesus says to him, "Today you will be with me in paradise." And so he got into heaven on the basis of something other than living a good enough life. And that, of course, is the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. So this is a wonderful story, movingly portrayed by an outstanding actor. And the message of grace is very, very clear. And it's freely available for a week leading up to Easter. Great opportunity either to commend this to someone who needs to understand grace, or perhaps to invite them over and to watch it with them.
I love this. You know, as you think about the amount of people who are willing to consider, whether it's going to church or even hearing about Jesus in Easter season, there are so many misconceptions that people walk into church doors with or walk around with, just rattling around in their head. This certainly dispels one of the biggest ones, that good people, I live a good enough life, and that's how I get to heaven, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so clearly the thief on the cross doesn't fit. Well, he actually explodes that whole myth, doesn't he? He really does, because we have the word of Jesus that he enters into the presence of the Lord. And I think this is a wonderful story for us to use in reaching out to others at this Easter season.
Pastor Colin Smith, thank you for your time this morning. If you want more, including a link to that movie, just text OPEN to 312-274-9624. This is going to take you to the Open the Bible website, so you'll see some of the topics and resources. And then Easter week, Palm Sunday through Easter Sunday, that film will be made available here as well. Text OPEN to 312-274-9624. Just OPEN to 312-274-9624.
Helping you take the next step in your walk with Jesus. This is Carl and Crew Mornings.
Want to give a huge thank you. If you have not heard from us yet, thank you, thank you, thank you for your support during this recent share. Young Thunder, how would you describe some of what we experienced this last week of share?
Awe-inspiring. Boom Crew, I mean, we say it every year because it happens every year that your generous heart for people to know the gospel really comes through and it shows itself. And it doesn't come through only in the gifts that you give. It comes through in the comments that you make, that your heart is for people to know Jesus. You're not doing it because you feel pressured, because you feel obligated. You're doing it because God has touched your life and you want him to touch someone else's. And so we see that and it does leave all of us speechless at times. We are grateful and we cannot say it enough.
Want to give you a quick update where we are at this point here in Chicago. $1.4 million, just over $1.4 million raised by our Boom Crew. 4,568 individual gifts.
It's incredible.
4,568 people who made a monthly commitment or who gave a one-time donation, maybe during a match or outside of a match, but took a step of faith and said, I want to invest in what God's doing here. So again, thank you so much. If you did miss it, no pressure whatsoever, but if your plan was to give, it is not too late. You can call that number, 800-600-9624, 800-600-9624, or go online to moodyradio.org. Just click on the banner that says share.
Hey, this is Carl with Carl and Crew, and I'm so grateful that you listened to this showcast. Thank you mostly for being part of the Boom Crew. As we help you take your next step with Jesus, you're a huge encouragement to us. We'll be here again live every weekday morning from 5 to 9 a.m. Godspeed.